Again, it should be as close for Rabbi Prangler's sister, for Shlema. So, again, we're on page 69. So, again, we started, we did this before the 3 weeks, but again, we're just reviewing a little. Oh, I want to also welcome Sweet Silverman. We'd like to welcome Robert Friedman's Aiden. It's very nice to have you and your family here. Okay, so again, so yesterday we did the Machabris. We saw that a person should be careful about Halakos Ner Shabbos. And we talked about the idea behind that, about having children or Tamei Chachamim. And the last thing we saw is the Machabris says you should light two lights, let's put it that way, one for Shomer, Zachar, and one for Shomer. Very appropriate for this week's Parsha, Vaschanan. So again, so really, Mikra Din, you only have to write one light. That's all you have to write. So it's a minimum light two, because of Shomer and Zachar. Again, but as I mentioned yesterday, if, I don't know, you know, this happens. Somebody came home, they were about to light, and they only have one candle, or whatever. So light it, you're kind of the mitzvah with one candle. You have to have two for Shomer and Zachar. And the Rama says, V'yachol l'hos, if you could light as many as you want. Now again, in light of, pardon the pun, in light of what we talked about yesterday, again, that you put in different, not just in where you eat, but also in different rooms of the house because of the second reason for lighting, because of Shalom Bayis. So then again, we can understand this. So, Ilcholim Lahosif Ulahadik Gimel Odala Neros, what kind of, you could light three, you could light four. So I discussed one Friday night to be eat over at Roplachinsky's Echat Zagaroch, which was an amazing experience altogether. He was such a good Lador. But besides that, you know, he lived in Ravari Levine's house. It was fair. So, you know, they didn't use the electricity in Yerushalayim. So they had the Neft lights around. They had a lot of candles. So, what's Neft? Like kerosene type. Yeah, that's interesting. But it was a fantastic Shabbos. You know, those aren't the things that electric lights you don't need. So they had a lot of candles all over the place. So somebody told me to light one for each grandchild or great-grandchild, but, you know, because they just put ones in different parts of the house, so, you know, like, so it works. You know, not to say that the apartment's such a big apartment. I mean, you know, don't think that either. And that's the call. And I mentioned yesterday the Mishnah Berurah brings down some people do seven every day, one day for the week, and some do Aseres HaDibros, also appropriate for this. 10 for Aseres HaDibros. Okay, you get the idea. Now, the Ha'isha, next page. Shochah Pamachas Lahavik, if she forgot one time. She forgot one time. So then Madagas Koyamel Gimelner. So then for the rest of life she lights three. In other words, there's a knas, there's a fine, a penalty, whatever you want to call it. That now again you have to be careful. The Rama says Shishocha, she forgot. If it was an onus, or I don't know, something happened, you know, she was sick, she was in the hospital, or you know, something like that. So then she doesn't have to light an extra one. But if she forgot, you know, this could happen, you know, gets lighted. So I mean, right, that's why we say Havlik was in there, right? One of the things you have to say is because, you know, everybody gets busy, including women. That's the rumor. And it's a chazal. And so, you know, it got too late. And so then for the rest of life, she has to light three. Now, again, the same thing would apply. Let's say she forgot another time. Well, she was lighting three because she forgot once. And she forgot again. So she'd have to light four. So that's what she would have to do. Again, it's supposed to do the trick to help her remember. Kiyochol mahosef al davarak hamachuvan neged davar acher, because you could add more. It doesn't have to be bedafka one or two. Or bevachlo yifachos, but you shouldn't make less. Okay, so we did that last time. We talked about what happens if she's a poor woman, and so she could add extra oil. So we discussed all that last time. Base. Echad anashim v'echad hanashim chayavim lios v'vateyam ner dolok b'shabbos. Men and women. Again, the Chazal say the mitzvah was given over to the women. Various reasons for that. But the mitzvah halakas and there was given over to the women. But let's say for whatever reason, a single guy, or let's say the wife isn't lighting, or I don't know, whatever, we'll discuss circumstances. So then the man has to light. You have to make sure that there's Shabbos left in your house. Afilo ein lo mashiocho, and not only men and women, but no matter what circumstance a person finds themselves. Very unusual, like a lot of times a person's indigent. So, Rahman Salam, so like Rabbi Akiva says they don't have enough food for Shabbos Shudas. So two, according to Rabbi Akiva, two meals. But Shabbos lech, ein lo mashiocho, doesn't have anything to eat. Sho'al al psakim. So Chazal made that he has to beg. He has to knock on the doors. V'lokeach shemen u'malek es haner. And he get oil so that he could light. Shezeh b'chol onek Shabbos hu. It's part of onek Shabbos. So therefore, he has to do that. The person would have to do that, Rahman Salam. Now again, we're leaving aside that, you know, the community has to provide the needs and hopefully a person. But Chazal Shalom, a person is like that. They're, I don't know, for whatever reason, they're overlooked or whatever it is, Chazal Shalom, so then they have to go to that extent. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, not including this, is also that a person has to have bread, because you have to make kiddush, right? You can make kiddush over bread. I mean, so you have to have that too. But still, that the person has to beg. So the Mishnah Berurah says, really what comes first is the bread for the Suda, because it's for the Suda and also for you can make Kiddush, which Friday night is Doraisa, over bread. Then Ner Shabbos comes before other foods, as we'll discuss, before meat and other things. But Ner is very important, or more Kodem, because Shalom Bayis, as we discussed before. And again, Mishnah Berurah reiterates again that in this type of situation, the person would only be obligated to get one Ner. Doesn't have to get the two. Again, if you could get two, but that's all he'd be mechuyev to get. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. And Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll pick this up.